Glory to God. Amen. I don't know if the live stream viewers may not make any difference there, but we still having some issues here with the sound. So y'all just, we working on it and trying to get it where it's supposed to be. So I apologize for being a little loud. So amen. So I want to say it's good to see everybody. Amen. And I welcome you here to the service this morning, those of you that's here in the sanctuary, those that's watching the live stream. I thank God for you. Glad you're watching. Amen. Well, praise God. Aren't you glad Jesus is alive? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that he provided for us eternal life? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's here in the sanctuary and everyone that's watching the service. I thank you for them. Father, I pray that they will have ears to hear and an open heart to receive your word, because your word is powerful. Your word is living. Your word is life-changing. So I thank you, Father, for your everlasting word that we have to rest on. Glory to your name. Father, thank you for your call and anointing upon me to minister your word. And Father, we're going to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name shout, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles real quick, once again, to the book of Ephesians, first chapter of Ephesians. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the first chapter of Ephesians. And I've read this to you before, and this is maybe the third or fourth session concerning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I want to continue on that subject, because I have some good things that I want to share with you. Can you say amen to that? Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for the Father, thank God for the Son, and thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. And those three are one. They're known as the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? Let me say it again. Make sure you get this. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I shared with you that God the Father is the originator. He is the originator. God the Son is the one that carries out the will of the Father. He carried out the will of the Father. Glory to God. He implemented what God the Father wanted. Guess what? God the Father wanted us born again. He wanted us born again. He wanted his people back that the devil stole from him. He wanted his people back. Glory to God. So he sent Jesus. John 3:16. He sent Jesus here to suffer, die for our sins. He rose again from the dead, having defeated the devil. How many of you know that the devil has been defeated? I didn't say going to be, has been. If you know that, raise your hand.
Amen.
Amen. So now, if that is the case, then why are some of you listening at a loser? I don't want to follow a loser. I'm not going to follow a loser. But the Bible tells us that he's already been defeated. And as I have told you in one of our sessions, it might have been Wednesday night, I'm not sure, but sometimes people wonder if he's such a loser, then why is he giving me such a hard time? Why is he giving me such a hard time? Well, I heard something one time. A preacher said this, and I thought to myself, say what? But he said this. He said that God has done all that he's going to do about the devil. And I thought, wow. But what he was saying is, Jesus defeated the devil. He defeated the devil. He is defeated. But we as children of God, born again children of God, has to enforce that defeat. There comes a time when we have to open our mouths. There comes a time when we have to take action. There comes a time when we have to stand up and say, enough is enough. I'm not putting up with this. And Jesus set the example.
Amen.
When Satan tempted him, what did Jesus say? Get behind me, boy. Get behind me. Guess what? He had to get behind it. And listen to me, if you are a child of God, and if you're a child of God, shout amen.
Amen.
If you are a child of God, you have been given authority by God through Jesus Christ to tell the devil to get behind you, tell him to get out of your life. Let him know I'm not yielding to you, because Jesus has set me free. And whom the Son set free is?
Free.
Whom the Son set free is what?
Free.
Whom the Son set free is what?
Free.
Glory be to God. Don't you ever forget it. Don't you ever forget it. Glory be to God. Don't ever forget it. Don't walk by your feelings. Don't walk by what you see or don't see. But you walk by what you believe. There's no greater honor than that we can give God than to say, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I believe what you told me. Lord, I believe what you said. Lord, I count you faithful. Lord, I count you faithful that promised me. No great honor. Glory to God. So yes, Jesus came to implement and to carry out the will of his Father. Glory be to God. So we have the Father, we have the Son, and then here's the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. God the Father is the originator of the plan. Jesus carries out the plan. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of the plan. He is the revealer of the plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we'll go there later on. But I want to jump a little ahead of myself. But Jesus was teaching, and he told the folks, he says, I'm going away. He says, I'm going away. But he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as orphans. But I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. In other words, I am sending you a helper. How many of you know you need help? And if you, let me ask that question again. If you know you need help, raise your hand. And let me put mine up there too. Amen. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. Oh, sometimes we act like we can. Sometimes we act like we know it all. We cannot do it by ourselves. We need some help, and Jesus knew we needed some help, so he sent us a helper. Can I let you in on something? He's in this room right now. Glory to God. He's present here with us right now. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something else. If you're born again, not only is he present here with us, he's also dwelling on the inside of us. Glory be to God. He's dwelling on the inside of us. And what a blessing that is. Amen. So we understand then that the Holy Spirit reveals the plan of God for our lives. Matter of fact, turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me get there with you. I was going to the wrong Corinthians. I said 1 Corinthians, right? Okay, good. I was over in 2 Corinthians, but well, I'm getting there. Now this is powerful here. And I'm just going to pick this up, verse 9. It says, but as it is written, I'm reading from the New King James Bible, but as it is written, I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You see that? Let me read it again. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. The natural man don't even understand the things of God. Their minds are blinded. So they don't receive the truth. They have no revelation of the plan of God. But look at verse 10. But God, everybody say, but God. Come on, say it again. But God has revealed them to who? Who? That's the born again, spirit-filled believers. But God has revealed them to us how? By his spirit, or is it, if you got a New King James Version, it says through his spirit. By his spirit, or through his spirit, the secret things of God are revealed to the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now listen at this. Let's read on. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Nobody knows you like you. We know everything about us. We know when we think a certain thought, we know why we're thinking that thought. We know when we do something, we may think one thing, but your motives or intentions may be totally different. You know that. We don't know that. Because we know us. Don't you know yourself? We know ourselves. So it says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. No man knows the things of God except the Spirit of God, except the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's important in our lives, folks. Now, listen at verse 12. Look at verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. Somebody need to shout hallelujah. I have the Spirit dwelling in me who is from God. He's from God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might do what? Know the things which have been freely given to us by God. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, and this is a good example. Sometimes God can bless you with something, you know. Sometimes, God does. You do know God blesses us with nice things. Yeah. And God bless you with some. Maybe he bless you with a nice car. Maybe he bless you with a nice house. Or maybe bless you with something else that's nice. Now, natural thinking says, natural man thinking, spirit of man says, so. I don't see why he got that or how he got that. He don't deserve it. Now, of course, that person is expressing their own opinion. I've been praying about a house now for about 20 years and hadn't got it yet. For somebody with an attitude like that, we can pretty well see why they haven't received. Because man don't think the way God thinks. God is a blesser. God is a lover. And God reveals to us his personality through his spirit and by his spirit. That's the reason. When I was in elementary school, I don't even hear the songs really sung anymore. Such a beautiful song. And it's a powerful song. And we sang it in the first and the second grade, and didn't we, Pat? Well, you ain't know which song I'm talking about, but just ride along with me there. but that's when you could sing about Jesus in the schools. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one, two. We are weak, but we used to sing that in the first grade, second grade. Glory, hallelujah. But we were understanding, wait a minute, God loves me. Doesn't matter which side of the track I was born on. I said it doesn't matter what side of the track you're born on. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. God loves you just as much as he loved the next person. Don't you, oh, glory to God. Don't you ever forget that God loves you. I don't care who you are. You may not have two pennies to rub together, but God still loves you. He loves you as much as he loved the folks that's got millions of dollars. He still loves you. Hallelujah. All right, let's. All right, what verse? All right, I was on 12. Let me read 12 again. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Spirit teaching. Listen. This is what sets us apart from the world. Jesus said, prayed, said, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil, or keep them from the evil one, because we are in the world, but we are not of the world, and because we are not of the world, we are not to think like the world. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 13 again, these things which we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, listen to this, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Glory to God. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Because it's the spiritual that's everlasting. You know, these little things right here, even the little things that we enjoy right now, you know, these nice seats that you're sitting in, God blessed us with those, and we thank him for it, and we give him the praise for it. But you know, that seat's a natural thing. That seat ain't going to heaven. One day, all these seats and everything else is going to be burned up. Because the Apostle John already prophesied it. He said, I looked and I saw a new heaven and I saw a new earth. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. But thank God we have them to enjoy while we're here. But they are not eternal. But let me tell you something. Spiritual things are eternal. Glory to God. All right. Look at verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. We know that's true. Isn't that right? For they are foolishness to him. So, by the way, if people think you're foolish because you love God, they're just natural. If people think you're crazy because you come to church on Sunday morning, they just natural. They don't understand. That's the reason we're told to pray for them. Because we want them to come into the same knowledge, to come into the same revelation, to have a relationship with the same spirit that we have.
Amen.
Glory be to God. My wife and I, from the time we met, got married, and over the years, one of the things that's been constant with us, and it will continue to be constant, is we're hungry for God. We're hungry for more of God. We want a greater revelation of Him. It blesses me so much. She always, most of the time, 99.9999% of the time, she gets out of bed before I do. You know, and she's, thank God, not only is she a wife, but she's a pretty good alarm clock, too. It helps me out. I appreciate that. But I'll get up on my own, and the house will be quiet. She won't be in the bed. The house will be quiet. And so, you know, I'm rubbing my eyes, waking up and everything, and stumbling through the house, you know, and I'll find her. In a room by herself, sitting in her favorite chair with her Bible on her lap. Now you don't do that unless you have a hunger for God, unless you want to know more of God, unless you want a greater relationship with God. Amen. Amen. Am I telling the truth? Amen. She have her Bible on her lap. Reading the Word of God, and sometimes listening to anointed Christian songs. And you need to find the ones that's anointed. All of them ain't anointed. Some of them are more entertaining than they are anointed. But Christian songs that are anointed of God, that brings you right into the presence of God. Glory to God. Are you still here?
Yeah.
All right, where did I stop? 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. You have to be able to discern them spiritually. And if you're going to discern them spiritually, guess what? You got to be spiritual. He's got to dwell on the inside of you. Because he is the revealer of God's plan. He is the revealer of the things of God. He is the one that helps me know my Father better. Help me know my Lord better. Now, guess what? He, the Spirit of God, works right along with the Word of God.
Yes.
He works right along. Because let me tell you something. If you want to get to know God better and know His plan for you, you got to first go here. Find the plan through the Word, and then He will be the revealer of the plan. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 15 says, but he who is spiritual, listen to this, but he who is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For, listen to this, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Let me read that again. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? The answer to that is nobody. But listen at what it says. But we have what? Oh, that's shouting. That's shouting stuff right there. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Guys, I want you to give me the New Living Translation, starting at verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I just read this from the New King James, but I want to read it again. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secret. Oh, y'all mind if I read that one again? No one can know. Oh, go back to, okay. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secret. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, verse 11. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. That's what talked about earlier. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. Verse 12. And we have received God's spirit, the very spirit that knows God's own thoughts lives in us. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 13. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truth. Every time, and I hope every preacher feels the same way I do, but every time I step up here to stand before you, to minister to you the Word of God, that's what I want taking place in my life. Speaking words given to me by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, verse 14. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Hallelujah. Verse 15. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things. Isn't that good to know? Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. Now you know the reason, if you're walking with God, now you know the reason folk don't understand you. Now you know the reason folk talk about you. You don't take all that. I've had members of my family that didn't understand me. They talked trash about me, but they could talk trash about me, but I was still walking with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I didn't dwell on what they said I couldn't be or wouldn't be. I just decided to dwell on what God said I was and who I am. Because they was dealing from the natural, I'm walking in the spirit. Don't get all upset because folk don't like you or because folk disagree with you. If you're walking with God, you do what God said do. You love them and you pray for them. You love them and you pray for them. Amen. Amen. Verse 16. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? Nobody. But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to continue in the Word of God, continue spending time with God, and continue listening to the Spirit of God. Well, Pastor, how will I know if it's the Spirit of God or if the devil is trying to trick me? I tell you one thing, the Holy Spirit will never tell you to do anything that goes contrary to what the Word of God says. Amen. Because the three of them, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three of them agree. They are in agreement. Jesus is never going to tell you something contrary to his word. The Holy Spirit's never going to tell you anything contrary to the word of God. They all agree. Hallelujah. And when we are consuming the word of God, we can become more sensitive to his voice. I don't know about you, but I want to hear him. Hallelujah. I'll go on just a few more minutes. Thank you, Lord. So we see that the Holy Spirit reveals to us the mysteries of God. And, you know, he has a number of ways, different ways of speaking to us. And one of the ways that he speaks to us, and I'll deal with this briefly before we close, but one of the ways also that he deals with us is and speaks to us and actually speak through us. How many of you know the Spirit of God can speak through you? In other words, he can use you as a vessel. Use you as a vessel for his purpose. Or are you still here? Raise one hand and say, use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Hallelujah. I want to be used. I want to be used by him. And just because, you know, don't always be looking for something spectacular, you know, when God uses you. Don't wait to hear it thunder, or see a flash of lightning, or the ground shake. Sometimes God uses you in the little just quiet ways, the little simple ways to touch somebody else. Sometimes you can just feel prompted, just prompted to say something good about somebody or to encourage somebody. Let the Lord use you to do that. Amen. Now, let me move on. Turn over to chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. And I want to go through this as brief as I can. But the Holy Spirit also speaks to us and reveal things to us through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you witness that here in this church from time to time. Amen. And I'm praying that will increase as the Spirit of God wills. I want us to always be sensitive to the Spirit of God, to do what He says, or to say what He tells us to say. Now, you know, we ain't talking about mass chaos here. God does do things decent and in order. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, God does things decent and in order, but we want to always be sensitive to flow with Him, because when we do that, somebody's going to be blessed. We ourselves may be the one, but somebody's going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's verse 1. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts. Everybody say spiritual. Spiritual gifts, or you can just say spirituals. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You see that? I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So I wanted to throw this in there before we close, that the Spirit of God also reveal things to us and speak to us and work in us by ways of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit is broken down into three categories. And I won't take the time today to break down each one, but I just want you to be aware of it. Three categories. There are the vocal gifts. The vocal gifts are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The vocal gifts, of the nine gifts I just read to you here in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, of the nine gifts, three of them are vocal gifts: tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Three of them, are revelation gifts. The word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Now, let me back up here, because I don't want to kind of leave you in the dark here. When we talk about tongues, interpretation of tongues, most of you know what we're talking about, but maybe some of you don't. If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, with evidence of speaking other tongues, the gifts of the Holy Ghost will work through you as the Spirit wills if you are sensitive to Him and obedient to Him. There's the gift of tongues, which is a language that you don't understand. But the gift of tongues should be accompanied by the interpretation of tongues. If God gives me a tongue, if God prompts me to give a tongue, there needs to be an interpretation so that you don't leave confused. Amen. God does things decent and in order. Are you still here? Praise God. So there's tongues, interpretation of tongues, and then, of course, there's prophecy. I think you pretty much understand what prophecy is. The Lord giving you a message for an individual or for the church from the Lord. And by the way, I've said this many, many times, and it bears repeating again. We should welcome the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But we need to be wise also, because if someone give you a prophecy, it may not be from God. Just because a person say, "Thus say the Lord," doesn't necessarily mean it's the Lord. Well, I got one or two amens on that. And if you get if you receive a prophecy, you're not sure it's the Lord. In other words, it's not confirmed in your own spirit, in your own heart, just take it and set it up on the shelf. You don't have to move right away, especially if you ain't sure what's going on. Just set it up on the shelf and see what God does. Because there are folks running around, believers running around from meeting to meeting to meeting, I got to find me a meeting because I got to have received me a prophecy. And many of them been messed up, been prophesied to that they should marry a certain person. And sometimes that person don't even want them to begin with. But even if they do get married, sometimes they realize afterwards, this was a major mistake I just made. Prophecy is good. Prophecy is of God. But you have to understand that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you also. And if it's of God, He will confirm it. And if it's not confirmed, just set it up. And if nothing ever happened, just nothing ever happened. You just keep on living for God. In other words, what I'm saying is, don't be gullible. Don't be gullible. Amen. I've received many, 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 many prophecies over my born-again life. Most of them, I believe, have been from God. But I don't jump and just move on anything. Some of them weren't of God. Some of them I knew weren't of God when they were told to me. But you take it and you set it up. Somebody prophesied to you, God wants you to move to Africa in 2 weeks and start a church. Well, you hadn't heard from God, you better stay in America. Get over there and starve, or somebody knock you off. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. That's the reason, brothers and sisters, it is important that we have that personal relationship with God. That way, if he chooses to use the gifts of the Spirit to speak into our lives, we have that relationship with them, and we got the inner witness. This is God. I know this is God. And you can move on that at the right time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And then, of course, All right, let's move on, because we're getting ready to quit. All right, so there's the vocal gifts, then there's the revelation gifts, which is the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Amen. The word of wisdom can be future. Sometimes it's future. God is telling you something that's going to happen in your life, or that he'll open the door or whatever. The word of knowledge can be present and sometime past. Somebody can tell you, this is what you've dealt with in your life. This is what has happened to you in your past. But this is what God is going to do for you. Okay? And I'm trying to keep it simple. I don't want to get deep here. We don't have the time for it this morning. And then there's another revelation gift, discerning of spirits. And now, when I first heard of discerning of spirits, I only thought about devils, because that's what folks, I discern a devil, I discern a demon. Discerning of spirits, not only can you discern demonic spirits, if the Holy Spirit wills, not only can you discern demonic spirits, but you can also discern godly spirits. I hope you follow me. I'm not trying to confuse you. But discerning of spirits means you able to see into the spirit world. You're able to see into the spirit world. Hallelujah. I've had people, more than one person, tell me this, and I don't believe they were lying. These people was good people, spiritual people. Amen. But, matter of fact, one of them's here today. Ooh, Pastor, who? I ain't telling you. I'm not telling you. But over the years, they've come to me and said, Pastor, man, we was in praise and worship, and I opened my eyes, and I used to sit right over there or stand right over there. I opened my eyes, and I looked over, and there was an angel standing over there with you. There was an angel towering above you. One told me that they saw who they thought was Jesus standing in front of me. And I've had people tell me, we have seen angels in this church doing praise and worship when we're in the spirit, blessing God and worshiping God. Well, you know what? I believe it. Because even the Bible says we can entertain angels unaware. If we can entertain them unawares, guess what? They can become aware if they want to. Hallelujah. There is a spirit world. There is discerning of spirits. You're able to see into the spirit world. In other words, God gives you that glimpse into the spirit world where you can see things going on. This is not creepy and it's not crazy. It's biblical. Now, people can make it creepy. Don't be going around looking for devils. Matter of fact, we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that these gifts manifest as the Spirit wills, as the Holy Spirit wills. I'm not going to be walking around saying, "Dear Lord," you know how you get real spiritual, you got to squint. "Oh Lord, show me something bad about this sister so I can prophesy to her. Show me something bad about this brother." No. That's not the way God operates. Amen. All right, and there are three more and we're quitting. Power gifts. The gifts of healing, working of miracles, and the gift of faith, or special faith. Amen. We all are to walk by faith, right? But sometimes you can be in a situation where God will give you supernatural faith. Anybody ever been there? It's just like, I know. I'm in a difficult situation. This is impossible, but I know I have the victory over this thing. I've been there. I've laid hands on people when I knew they were going to get healed. Special faith, a supernatural faith. And all this is by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of this? Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for